Daniel Speckhard, director of the Iraq Reconstruction Management Office in Baghdad, says he learned a lot from his dad while growing up in central Wisconsin.
My father was a teacher at Wausau West High School, took an exchange program to work in Germany when I was only 10. So I got to live in Germany for a year and see the other side of the ocean. And I was intrigued by the difference in culture, the difference in language, and the broader world.
Intrigued enough so that 36 years later, he finds himself in Baghdad, managing a $32 billion budget as the point man in charge of rebuilding the country. It's a long way from where he grew up.
It does keep you on your toes when you hear an explosion or a mortar going off.
Speckhard has lost men to the insurgency and seen some terrible things. He says he's encouraged because the Iraqi people keep getting up every time they're knocked down.
Police recruits were standing in line, and a horrible blast that killed and took the lives of quite a number of them. But the next day, that line was back there. Those people are signing up.
He says that image isn't being shown to the American people. And they also aren't seeing the day-to-day improvement in the lives of Iraqi families.
People have bought refrigerators and televisions and washing machines and durable goods. Cell phones have gone from 500,000 to 5 million in just the last year. Businesses, we've had 30,000 new ones registered.
A significant portion of Speckhard's budget goes to providing security for those businesses. It's a never-ending job that involves long hours, constant danger, and a need to reach out to unfamiliar people. He says growing up in central Wisconsin gave him the right values for the task.
Wisconsinites are a very hospitable, open, frank, warm kind of people that are relatively humble. And I think that is actually some attributes which I learned from living in that state that do you well in the international community.
And Speckhard knows that some of the people in his native Wisconsin have grown weary of the war and question its value. He wants them to know that they aren't that different from the people of Iraq.
What's important to families over here isn't that much different than what's important to families in Wisconsin. You know, what people want is they want a job, they want some security, they want education for their children, and they want a government that is honest, transparent, fair, that they think cares about them.
Ambassador Dan Speckhard briefed the president last week as he prepared for the State of the Union. The challenge for both men is to try to reassure the country about their own government as they try to create a new one on the other side of the world. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.